Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a gentleman I have known for a few years here, Music Director Phil Bauman of the Michigan City Messiah Program. Phil,
good morning.
And welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's a delight to be talking with you.
And this is a special occasion. If I did my math correctly, is this actually the 60th anniversary for the Michigan City Messiah?
Yes, it is. You've done your math correct. Dan McNabb, our music director emeritus, he led the Messiah performances for the first 50 years. And in year 51, he retired and handed the reins over to me. And so we crowned him as the music director emeritus last year. He's been singing with us in the years since he retired from the music directorship. So we were very delighted that he was able to sing with us for those years. He has retired from the choir, moved away a little to Indianapolis. But yeah, this is a longstanding tradition in the Michigan City LaPorte community, and I'm thrilled and delighted to be leading it. This is my ninth year, and we just love to do this every single year.
Well, it's got such a history to it and reputation. I am curious, though. It's 60 years of doing the Messiah out there. How has the program evolved over that time? Because I'm sure it's not a static program by any sense.
Yes, that's a really good question. When Dan McNabb was directing it, he used a very large orchestration and a pretty full-size orchestra, which was... There's a couple of arrangers who have done those big productions, and so that was the tradition that I was handed. And then when I took it over, now it's back to the original Baroque style performance, in not only in the approach that we're taking to the music, but I would say incorporating a little more sprightly tempos, a smaller orchestra, just strings as it handled originally, asked for strings, oboes, trumpet, timpani, harpsichord. And then the choir and I have been working for, like I said, 9 years, but I think it probably took 4 or 5 years for us to really start to see eye to eye on a concept, which was very different than Dan McNabb's in its approach. But I was delighted that he was still singing with us and kept giving me the nod of approval. So I felt things were going in the right direction.
That is terrific. And that can be a tough situation when you've got the prior leader right in front of you under your direction, I have to imagine.
Yeah, that's one of those interesting things. I think as long as you're being very respectful to the person that preceded you, and it meant a lot to me, it sure did, that he was, he would pull me aside at times and say, I really like what you're doing, and just give me words of encouragement. He's a wonderful human being and a musician, so those kinds of encouragement meant a lot to me, and it also, I think, helped smooth the transition from the chorus members to see that our leader is still pleased with what's going on.
Well, yeah, clearly a huge legacy here from his initial work 60 years ago to what you're leading today, without a doubt. And this is a pretty big ordeal. How many people in total are involved in this production?
Yes, we have this year we have a nice size choir. We're up to about 60 voices, and then we have an orchestra of around 22, so we're in the 80s, maybe 85 people being involved in this, plus 4 soloists, 4 professional soloists. The choir is volunteer, but our professional soloists come and join us every year, and that's a delight. You know, their interpretations have grown over the years too, and been a little tweaked and varied. So, but they really bring something to this production that the audience just does not get tired of hearing.
I've heard a number of your soloists that you're using, and they are spectacular voices. So,
we have Kim Jones as our soprano, Kristen Gornstein, mezzo soprano, Matt Daniels, our tenor, and Bill McMurray, our baritone soloist. I know the symphony has used Kim Jones and Bill McMurray often, and with good reason.
So is there anything unique or specific to this year's performance that you're most looking forward to?
Yes, actually, we're very excited. We're going to be performing in a new location. This is going to be at St. Mary the Immaculate Conception Church in Michigan City. It's a Catholic church, great architecture, great acoustic. This production, Dan McNabb started this at the First Presbyterian Church in Michigan City, and it had been in a church until we hit the COVID years. And then when we came back from that, we just felt it was better to go to a bigger place. So we went to the Whole Craft Performing Arts Center for the last several years. And then this year, we thought it was time to bring it back to the church. So that's something our patrons and the people participating in this are very much looking forward to. This is a church located in Michigan City on 10th Street. So it's centrally located to downtown and easy to get to, plenty of parking. And
seems like a really intimate setting for this.
Yes, it really brings things kind of full circle for the history of this production. And we probably should mention that these performances this year are on Saturday, December the 14th at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon, December 15th at 2 o'clock.
Well, and I was actually, that was my next question, is do people need tickets? Is there a cost to attend?
This is a free performance, free to the community, and they do not need tickets. There was a time a couple years ago when we were doing that, but the space is very accommodating to a healthy-sized audience, so it's first come, first serve. No tickets needed. You might want to get there a little early to make sure you have a place to sit. And I'm happy to report that the seats there are padded, so we're not going to be sitting in hard wooden pews for the length of the performance.
I'm sure your audience will.
Accommodating space.
They'll absolutely appreciate that, without a doubt. Now, you really did want to
absolutely
highlight that. You guys, this is such a great investment in the community, in the arts and culture of the community. It adds to the quality of life of not just Michigan City, but our region to have these types of opportunities available. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for joining us today. And I'd like to thank everybody listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events across our region that celebrate the arts.